Bill Spadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the hosts, callers, and guests on this program are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
On New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. I want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. Lot to get to today. Eric, I don't know what to make of the weather. I'm still holding out. We haven't turned the air on yet.
Really?
Yeah, believe it or not, the upstairs is still cool. We've got the upper part of our windows. The windows open both ways.
Yeah.
And we've got them all open. So it was really comfortable last night, like really nice. Now, this morning, it was cool out. Not chilly, but it's cool. I was so comfortable. I'm probably going to have to turn it on tomorrow. I think if it hits 85, that's summer.
Well, you know, ours is already on.
Well, you had yours on in March, right?
I mean, yeah, exactly. I love to have the windows open. There's nothing better than having a nice cross breeze through the house. But the tree pollen exploded this weekend, and I will be absolutely miserable if I keep those windows
open. Well, that's the thing. For some reason, I have not had any reaction yet.
Really?
Well, I know. I'm waiting for it. It's good. Well, what'll happen is it'll hit me overnight. All of a sudden, That's there must be stages of how the pollen gets out there, and you know, I think it's later in the season that I feel it. When the green comes out,
so you may be more
out.
Like grass pollen and stuff yep. like that. For me, it's the tree pollen.
Well, the
tree
minute pollen I see the green film on my car, yep. I'm in trouble.
Yep.
So
yep.
it's been like the big buds lately. Yep. So I'm all right for now. But anyway, I wanted to ask you. So because it's getting to a point now where there's open warfare between some church leaders and the Trump administration. And
yeah.
I had to chuckle a little bit. Who was he a Christian pastor? Who was the dude that got arrested by ICE? Who overstayed by 10 years.
By 10 years, yeah. He was an evangelical pastor, or is an evangelical pastor in
Elizabeth. Is he gone?
They
rounded him up?
So they took, 18 days ago, they took him into custody. Yeah. They held him at Delaney Hall.
What country is he from?
He is from, I want to say, Venezuela, maybe Colombia.
Colombia. And he's a pastor here in Jersey, or was.
Yes, still is. I mean, you know, it's his and
he's just remote now.
10 years ago, he arrived on a tourist visa and just never left.
Just stayed. Yeah, it's no big deal.
And
he just stayed.
So he was released. He's got an ankle monitor. And Homeland Security said they are continuing with deportation proceedings.
Good.
With him. He's got another hearing, I think, scheduled in July. But, yeah, I mean.
He must have had a deportation order originally,
because
right?
You're right. Because they claimed that he missed a court date. Yeah, they say he missed a court date.
Right, so, I imagine.
Yep.
It's interesting, though, because with the Biden administration, they were giving court dates for these guys that they were releasing like 10 years in the future.
Right. Yes.
So it's like, all right, you got to appear in 2036 for you can't make it up. So who's crying out for him? Is the flock upset that
the chief
what's the guy's name?
Yes, his name, hold on, it is Yason Cortez Vasquez, the Reverend
Yason. Is that with a J or a
Y-E-I? It's with a Y-E-I.
Yason Cortez Vasquez.
Yeah.
It's a cool name.
Congressman Menendez has been one of his most
upset.
Vocal advocates. And, you know, he's got a family here. I mean, he's stayed a decade
and
started a family.
Yeah. Now he started a family. So they were born here.
That is my understanding.
That's interesting. So this whole 14th Amendment conversation at the Supreme Court could impact his kids.
Potentially.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
And his court hearing is not until July. So it'll be a while.
So interesting. I wonder what it costs the taxpayers for him to have an ankle bracelet and be monitored.
If the feds are the same as the state,
yeah,
you're required to pay for it.
Oh, no kidding.
I don't know if it's the, in state, if you have to have an ankle monitor, yeah, you rent it.
Well, I'm sure they're sending the collection basket around. Right? Ankle monitor for the pastor. We're going to have a second collection today, congregation. You can't make this stuff up. We really do live in a bizarre time, don't we?
Yeah. Can you imagine? You know, I was thinking about this the other day. I remember sitting around, you know, my dad, my uncles, you know, the old timers down at the VFW, and listening to the stories that they told, and they were fantastical to young ears. Like, I can't even imagine that was, you know, what happened in that time.
Yeah.
Can you imagine us sitting there with our grandchildren, you know, however many years in the future, recounting the time that we are living in right now and the disbelief that they will have?
I can't wait to tell my grandkids, God willing, I live long enough to enjoy it, about the RV and the masks and the, like, just the insanity, right? And by the way, real quick. Today's Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
So tomorrow's a big day because tomorrow's Wednesday.
Yeah.
And that's Hate-O-Meter Wednesday.
Yes.
Eric, I have done the station proud, I think, and perhaps even the nation. The hate from yesterday.
Oh, I can only imagine.
We got, for the first time, international hate.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It is. Wait till you see it. I know you're going to look at it till tomorrow to record. And I think producer Thomas is still compiling. But we have a lot to sort through. It was, let's just say there were a few Catholic groups not so happy with me.
Okay.
Yeah. It's going to be a tomorrow's Hate-O-Meter. We'll do that after the 8:30 news. All right. Now, at the risk of sounding harsh, I say you throw the pastor out and the whole family. What do you think of that? Am I the only one that now, at this point now, I have no empathy. If you're here illegally, get the hell out. I don't care who you are, if you're a pastor, if you're a painter, it doesn't matter. It is enough. I'm sick and tired of this soft on criminal attitude. You don't think the pastor knew what the hell he was doing? Come on. And how much money did you put in the basket so he could live his lifestyle and pay for his kids and his wife? And you guys sat in that church and paid for it. And now, are we going to shed a tear over the good pastor from Columbia? Get out of here. Send them all back. What do you think? Too harsh? I don't think so. I think it's time to round them up and get them out. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. Do you know anybody who's been deported or arrested? And do you kind of agree, but you don't want to say it out loud? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:18 is the time. Traffic and weather next.
Big Joe Henry is bringing you Jersey's biggest hits and biggest laughs every Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 3. Plus traffic, weather, and all the fun only Big Joe can deliver. Big Joe Henry, weekends on New Jersey 101.5.
6:24 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you. So 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. Hey, did anybody see that truck crash into the building yesterday? What a mess. Is it me, or does it feel like there are way more accidents happening than ever before? Now, I don't know what it is. You know, is it distraction? Is it a frustration that, there's so much congestion that when you finally break out of the traffic, you're going faster than you should? It looked like, if we'll check in with Bob Williams after the news, but it looks like like the guy didn't even turn. Like, he just went straight into the building. And we'll of course get the full story, but it seems to me that New Jersey roadways are getting more dangerous. I got cut off yesterday by one of those half school buses. The short bus cut me off on Route 1, and So there are three lanes, and they go. It goes to two at one point. And the bus literally, and I wasn't going slow. I mean, I get to where I'm going. I'm usually 5 to 10 miles over the speed limit. And very rarely, once in the last, 10 years, I got a speeding ticket, which I deserved. I was flying. But this guy, he's got his earbuds in, and he comes flying around, passing me on the right, and cuts in front of me, only to make the next right exit off of Route 1. And I'm thinking to myself, maybe part of the problem is, that because of the weak Republicans, we have illegals with driver's licenses. That's part of the problem. The other part of the problem is I think there's such a desperation at finding people in the job market that we've kind of dumbed down our standards, and we're looking at a lot of subpar people who are taking jobs. I have to be honest, if I would be very concerned, and I think every parent should really raise these questions about what kind of screening they're doing. I'd love to talk to you if you're a bus driver, because I know a lot of you listen to me and, have me on in the bus before you fill up with kids. And I appreciate that. And I think your job is difficult. So I don't say this to shine a negative light on bus drivers. I just think that your professional reputation gets impacted when you hire subpar people that will drive recklessly with kids in the bus. And, to pass someone on the right speeding and cut in front of them only to make a turn, 100 yards down the road, that's the kind of thing that ends up into a bad accident. And then you scratch your head. You're like, how did this happen? So if you drive a bus, what standards are there? Do you guys get retested? And do you think they're kind of flooding with some cheap illegal labor? Because that's what it seems like to me. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. 6:28 is the time. Eric Scott with your news. 6:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadio with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey. Taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. Eric, I have to tell you, the meme culture is really delightful. it's kind of a new thing. I wonder that you were talking earlier about what we might be sharing with our grandkids.
Yeah.
I think the whole idea of memes is going to be a hard thing to explain when it's no longer a thing.
That's a good point.
Right? How would you explain it? And by the way, I all these fake Catholics out there being upset over Trump's post. He trolled people so badly yesterday. So you and I were talking about that original depiction was a guy that did post it as him being a healer of a nation. I don't know who did the artwork. But Trump knew what he was doing. It was right on the heels of those idiot cardinals going on 60 Minutes, the Pope going and bending the knee to Muhammad in Algiers, and Trump knew what he was doing. And it's interesting because the memes actually start to separate people.
I see your point. Yeah,
it's a very interesting dynamic that's happening because people are outraged. To some of the hate that I got yesterday were just these holier than thou Catholics that think they said nothing when Joe Biden declared Easter the trans day of visibility. All this nonsense that has gone on for so long, no one says a word, but Trump posts something right away. Oh, he's a blaspheme. So I think this is all part of Trump derangement syndrome, but I thought it was funny. I think he is absolutely brilliant the way he is able to poke at people and make them crazy. The entire news cycle yesterday was about the meme.
Yeah, yeah.
I said to Jody, I'm like, you think maybe he's going to nuke Tehran? Like, I'm thinking he's got to be doing something that he wants us distracted. I don't know what happened yesterday. We'll probably find out, but I'll bet they were up to something. That they're like, all right, throw the Jesus meme out there. Let's keep the masses occupied, and it worked.
I don't know that there really has been a more polarizing figure in modern history.
Yeah, not since Lincoln,
Donald
right?
Trump. Yeah, right. Maybe. You know, it is. There's no ability to have a conversation about anything that he has said or he has done without triggering just blind rage from a number of people.
No matter what he does, right? I mean, it's literally no matter what he does. And, you know, you'd appreciate this. So no matter what I say about him, the haters come out. So if I'm critical of him, I get the, oh, you sore loser. You just hate him because he didn't endorse you. When I praise him, I get the exact same attacks.
Right.
You loser. You're kissing his butt even though he didn't endorse you. Like, you literally can't win. So it's exposing the ridiculousness of the hate. I think that's really what Trump is doing. Like, he's almost taken the hater meter to a new level. I'm kind of impressed. I got to tell you, I'm kind of impressed. Because that was gold yesterday. I mean, and what was funny is you said the explanation was so stupid. He's like, no, I thought I was a doctor. I'm a doctor. I heal people. And he even went, he doubled down. He's like, you know, I've healed a lot of people. You know, like, he literally went all the way. He went further than anyone would normally go.
And then when he was asked about the red sash, he was like, oh, represents the Red Cross.
The Red Cross. He said the Red Cross. I loved it. And it's funny because there are, you know, there's that depiction of Jesus wearing the same thing.
Right.
I mean, they knew what they were doing. And everybody fell for it. It's amazing. I so enjoyed it. You know, I like stuff like that. I think it's, but I also think it's a distraction that, you know, people tend to think that social media is the real world. And what was interesting is I did an event last night at with our friends at Rattan Patio.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go?
Oh, it was a great event. People were, I mean, really fun. What I loved about it is there were legit customers coming in and buying products. I gave away a $1,000 gift certificate. The guy that won couldn't believe that he won $1,000.
Like,
it was really very cool.
Very cool.
People were great, friendly. You know, I met this young guy, Chris, who is going to be starting a landscaping business with his young brother who's in high school. Like, it was a really, really great event. But half the crowd didn't know about the controversy.
Huh.
What does that tell you? That normal people are starting to move away, I think, from the vitriol on social media. I think that's a positive step. Maybe it got so toxic that normal people are like, you know, I just
can't do this anymore.
I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, Sandra's almost at that point where she's just like, I can't watch or listen to anything. I can't take the anger. I can't take the vitriol. I don't want to know anymore.
Jody has no social media now.
Yeah.
She has an Instagram account, but only to check the pictures of the kids post and everything else.
Yeah.
Never doesn't log in, just doesn't use it. Hasn't posted in years. And I love that. You know, it's funny. She had said this when we first got Facebook. I don't know when I first, what is that, 20 years old? More? When did Facebook come out?
I don't even know.
I don't know either. I can't literally. But I was,
some of my memories go back 17 years, so I guess I've been on it 17
so maybe,
years.
Yeah,
and it was around before then, so.
Yeah, I was out early on Facebook, and I remember even then Jody saying, I don't like it. I don't need people to know when I'm at a diner or, you know, stopping to fill up for gas. Like, it's this idea that we get sucked into social media, and the toxicity now has infected real life, which is amazing. Oh, our Board Op Kathy has informed me Facebook went live. Ready?
Oh, boy.
February 4th, 2004.
Wow.
22 years ago. Now I got to check my memories and see when I started. But anyway, I guess that's a question. Are you ready to drop social media? My vision of retirement, now I don't know that I'll ever actually retire, but I look forward to the day when I just shut down the accounts, turn off Instagram, turn off Facebook, turn off X, and are just done with it. And I think that is, to me, my idea of at least a semi-retirement. Even if I'm broadcasting, I'd like to get to the point where I don't need social media to promote the shows and the broadcast and engage in some of the conversations. Because I got to tell you guys, it is so nasty out there now. What about you? Did you see the president's post? Do you agree with me that he is just trolling the world? And do you or your spouse or your girlfriend, boyfriend, have one of you dropped social media and the other one is still on? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:46 is the time. Traffic and weather next.
Live personalities, local insights, and traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Stay connected with New Jersey 101.5.
6:54 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. Let's check in with Bob Williams. Bob,
sir,
what happened with this truck? It looked like the guy didn't even turn.
No, it looked like he hit that building on Route 3 eastbound by Passaic Avenue at almost full speed.
Was that in Clifton? What town was that in?
Yeah, Clifton at Passaic Avenue, eastbound Route 3. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So is the truck still there? They removed the truck, right? Or
truck is still in the building.
Still there, right? Are you surprised? Is that because the investigation is ongoing or they can't figure out how to get rid of it?
Yeah, well, if you look at the videos, and they're all over the place, this truck hit that building at a pretty good rate of speed, and the impact, it looked like it just shook the foundation of the building. So I think it's because they're afraid of moving it because the whole building would come down. They've got to stabilize the building and be very careful before they back that truck out of that scene there. It was amazing.
Is the driver hospitalized, or he was okay, I heard?
Nobody died, but that was a limo company building, and people were living in the upper floors. Imagine, you know, getting you're sleeping, and bam, the loudest crash of your life.
The next door neighbor said that they thought a bomb went off.
Yeah,
it was so loud. So they have not released any cause. We don't know. The driver hasn't talked yet. Like if he lost control or.
But it looked like it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. So a lot of factors could have played in there. We're just speculating.
Sometimes those early mornings, Bob, that I can tell you that the drivers on the roadways in the middle of the night, you know, because I leave the house at 4 to go to New York on the weekends, and you take your life in your hands early in the morning.
You never know what you're going to get day to day.
Yeah, I told you the one time I had the guy stopped he was literally in the left lane, dead stop. And I, you know, all of a sudden, thank God I was paying attention. I tell people, it's not a joke about distracted driving. You got to pay attention.
Every second.
Keep us posted, Bob, but the traffic today is running around the truck. It's all right?
Yep, it's slow. It's a fascinating scene, but the right lane is out, and it's the same as yesterday.
All right,
number 3.
Thank you, Bob.
You got it.
All right, it's 6:56. Let's check in 3 minutes with Eric Scott in your news next.
Listen live anywhere in New Jersey. Stream New Jersey 101.5 at NewJersey1015.com or on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Jersey's news, talk, and weather always with you. Powered by Hackensack Meridian Health.
Hey. 7:10 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. I want to thank the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. So, Pastor Cortez Vasquez, overstayed his legal entrance into the country. By 10 years. Good grief. Why are we even pretending that that's okay? There should be zero empathy. You don't think he knew what he was doing? Come on. You know, and what's interesting, too, is you think about this pastor. This is not some guy that's contributing in any meaningful way. He's collecting money from the flock. He's a pastor in Elizabeth. Church goers show up, giving him money. He's living off it. And we got him. Get rid of this guy. And if the family's upset about it, they can go too. I am at a point now where enough. We're watching the Muslims literally burn Europe. We've got, 3,000 mosques in America? Did you hear any of these Islamic leaders speak out with the four terror attacks that we had last month committed by Muslims? No. Do you hear any of them talking about the slaughter going on in Iran predating our involvement? Estimated 100,000 people killed by, yeah, you guessed it, Muslims. And now we have to deal with an onslaught of illegals in America. And let me break this down for you. Forget about whether they're jihadists or Christians. I don't care. I don't want to pay for it. My cost of living for me and my family is as high as it's ever been. How many of you are working the second job to afford to live in New Jersey? And are you not offended by the fact that 900,000 of these people were let in and they're coddled by the Murphy remnant still in the government and Mikey Sherrill, who doesn't care at all about New Jersey? She's running for president. She doesn't care about you. It's obvious. It's obvious with that press conference she did with the nuclear power plant. That was the height of absurdity. But the stupid Republicans like O'Scanlan and DeMeo and all these losers, they provide her cover. They're like, oh, she's listening to us. No, she's not, you morons. She's punting. She's doing that so she can look like she's a reformer. Meanwhile, 900,000 criminal aliens are living among us, and you're subsidizing them. That gluttonous pig, Tobin, goes out there and attacks Trump, rips anybody that supports him, attacks law enforcement, and then brags about 1,700 new Catholics joined his church on Easter. You want to bet how many of those 1,700 were illegals? We are being undermined by these Catholic clergy leaders like O'Connell and Tobin. We're being undermined by politicians like Mikey Sherrill and the weak-kneed Republicans who let her get away with it. We are being absolutely eaten alive from within. And they expect you to smile and pay for it. And if you don't like it, they'll call you a racist and a bigot. Enough is enough. I don't shed a tear for this pastor or his family. Get out. I stand with ICE 100%. And it is time to call out. Call out the Catholic clergy who are complicit in the invasion. Don't forget, guys, it's Catholic charities that are running the buses, that are literally covering for sex traffickers that are abusing and raping children. That's right. So be mindful before you put any money in the collection box. Let's go to Nora in PA. Morning, Nora.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Good morning, Eric.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What do you want to say?
Okay. I want to share a story about a friend at work that their close friends was deported back to India.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing. The family got summoned to court because they had overstayed for 9 years.
9 years.
And yeah. 9 years, they start life here. They have children because they thought when we, if we give birth in America, the mm-hmm. kids will have, the citizenship would be
yeah.
fine.
Sure.
And the thing is, they bought a house using someone else's name. They started business using someone else's name.
Because they knew they were criminals, Nora. You wouldn't do, like, if you're innocent, you don't have anything to hide. If you're using a fake name, you know it.
Yeah. I was shocked, and I yep. said, how did they survive for that 9 years, not get caught? Of course, but then the thing that shocked me even more, that the fact, when they were called to the court, they had to explain why they had overstayed for 9 years. And of course, the judge said, no, we can't accept that. But little they know, the ICE agent was waiting at the back. So the husband got deported, went to detention center, but they let the wife and the kids go, but they gave them a date. But then she told me, my friend told me that if you willingly sign a form to say that you want to go home, you will get $3,000.
Oh, Nora, sorry, we gotta bleep that out. Whew, that was aggressive. Let me explain the $3,000. The issue is, And this is a good thing, guys. It's actually way cheaper for us to pay $3,000 for people to self-deport than to subsidize them for the foreseeable future. So that's actually a good thing. That was funny. Nora didn't seem that angry, but boy, she just, boom, dropped that out of nowhere. All right, guys, can't curse on the air. 716. Question for you. Do you know anybody that's been deported? Have you been involved in this? And do you think I'm being too harsh on it? Do you think that there's some balance that can be achieved? I think we're beyond that now. What do you think? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 716 is the time. Traffic and weather next.
From Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's weather to traffic that explains what's happening, a powerful local newsroom and conversations you actually care about, New Jersey 101.5 keeps you informed, entertained, and connected all day long.
7:23 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadius, and we're talking about ICE and deportations. ICE is doing the job. Get the people out of here who don't belong here because you are paying for it. Too harsh? What do you think? John in Bridgefield. What's going on, John?
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
Good, man. I'm doing morning. Great. Thanks. Good morning.
I think this is an old topic. It's still very relevant, obviously, but there's so much stuff going on. I think that I'm American, Italian, Irish. I think that I should just focus, and the federal government should just focus on the criminals. You know, I'm sure a lot of people feel the same way. I mean, we can all respect people who come here who want a better life. The whole country is basically made of people who wanted a better life. But the difference is, you know, most people are working and taking care of themselves and doing the right things, whereas, you know, the immigrant criminals aren't. But it's just the criminals. There's a lot of immigrant people who are doing, you know, the right thing. And they have homes, they have children, they want freedom and opportunity.
I used to think that, John. I no longer do. I think if you're here illegally, you should be thrown out. I don't care if you got a family. I don't care if you got a job or a business. Because we're paying to subsidize people who broke the law and came here, and it's not right. And I don't believe for a minute that if we are actually going to value citizenship and the process, then there's no other way than to crack down on this and get rid of them, because you have devalued citizens voting and controlling their future. Let's face it, the Democrats wanted the open border in order to get a majority in Congress and keep Joe Biden in office. Go ahead.
Listen, it's your show. I voted for Trump, but I want to just address some of this that you're saying. I agree with you. We're all getting screwed, you know, financially, but there are other things to that than the immigration issue. What you've named, everything you've mentioned, can be argued about through too much government, taxes.
Sure, I agree.
I mean, it's not limited to an isolating just people who come here that shouldn't be here technically that are doing okay. I mean, do you know, if you Google this, just for reference, Google how many active gangs are in the county of L.A. in California. I'm going to tell you, there's 457 active gangs with over 28,000 active members in L.A. County alone. That's just Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my point is that there are 400 gangs and 28,000 members, and they're American. Why aren't we doing anything about that?
Great point, John.
L.A. County.
It's a fantastic point. We bent over backwards trying to help the guy I told you about, Roberto, the guy who was a maitre d', and he had overstayed his visa. Now,
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, so he was up in Whippany, and we bent over backwards trying to get him lawyers and help, and he ended up losing the battle, and he's gone now. And it was really a sad, sad thing, because he did not purposefully overstay his visa. He got it and couldn't navigate through the system because it was too onerous and too expensive. So if you're arguing for somebody who is attempting to navigate the legal system, yet they can't get ahead of it, and then they get thrown out, you've got my 100% support. I agree with you.
But if they properly vetted people, there's got to be an easier way to vet people, the same way they did back in the 30s and 40s.
Yeah, but but we do, though, John. We vet the people that follow the process. We make it so hard.
There's a lot of corruption.
What I'm saying is,
people who have money, they pay to get here faster.
But John, come on. It's always been that way. My sister-in-law cost her $20,000 to become a citizen. It was ridiculous. You know, it's ridiculous.
But it's worse now.
Yes.
Corruption is so widespread now because
Bingo. That's why we got to get them all out, because there's no way to know now how many people who overstayed, you know, because of the Democrats and the sanctuary city. We don't know who the good ones are. I love, personally, the $3,000. I think they ought to up it to $10,000 for people to self-deport and send them back and go to your home country and then come back here in a legal fashion. But we'd have to fix the legal system first. You've got my 100% support on that. On that, we both agree. And the gang thing, you're spot on. Exactly. All right, I got to jump for news. Thank you, John. Appreciate you. Tony, you'll be first on the other side of the news next. I'm 7:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. Hey, I just want to say, I had lunch yesterday. Jill, I found a great place.
You just end the sentence right there.
Right there.
I just want to say, I had lunch yesterday.
I had lunch yesterday. And I didn't want to, but I had a meeting for our new organization at Il Castello's. And by the way, Tony, hang in there. I do want to talk to you.
Yeah.
And get back to all the anger and vitriol about the immigration issue. But first, I'm at Il Castello's with a friend of mine in Woodbridge.
Okay, that's Woodbridge.
So I meet the owner, Joe. Mm. His brother Dominic wasn't there. But let me tell you, Angelo was our server. So I'm thinking I'm just going to order like a small piece of fish or just something. Right. And he insisted we got to have the pasta. He's like, I'm bringing you an appetizer
either way. To you, this must have looked like a drum of food.
I don't know what to do. So I went with the octopus as the appetizer. Now, nice. He did it nice. He split it between us.
There you go.
It was so delicious. Il Castello's. It's right on the main street in Woodbridge. I mean, with capers and onions, it was absolutely among the best octopus that I've had.
Wow.
And then I had, they did this chicken and sausage, because I'm like, I have to go all protein. It was so, they put the bread on the table. The bread's warm. I can't eat the bread. I had two more events. I had a meeting.
You must have been emotional.
I almost cried. I did. I welled up a little bit.
I bet.
And it was, so I Jody doesn't know that we have to go back there. I forgot to tell her because I was so crazy. I had the late event and that.
Yeah.
Anyway, but let me tell you something. Il Castello's, fantastic. And Angelo,
okay.
The problem was that he wouldn't take no for an answer. So it was like being at my grandmother's house.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, no, what do you got to eat? What's the matter?
Right.
So my friend Ed, who I'm having lunch with, he's like, look, there have been times that I've come here for lunch and stayed until dinner.
Oh, are
you? Because they literally keep it. So it was, but it was absolutely one of the better Italian meals that I have had.
Wow.
Yeah.
And octopus after you haven't eaten
octopus
in like 4 days.
If you if you can do octopus right, you know you got a good restaurant.
Exactly.
So anyway, I ate lunch. That was
God
the headline.
God bless you.
By the way, we'll talk about it later. I forgot the cards. I couldn't find them this morning. My seed oil cards. I am seed oil free.
Shoot. I even texted you to remind you.
You did, and I remembered.
And I forgot to remind myself.
I remembered, and I went looking this morning, and I'm like, crap, I can't find them.
Okay.
So I just moved on.
Just a little preview for people. He actually has cards that he hands out like a medical alert. We're going to get him a
Do
medical alert
Do not feed
bracelet.
This person seed oils. That's that's it. Has a list of all the things that I don't eat. Anyway, let me tell you this real quick.
Oh boy.
I did have some of the pasta. It was done with the green cherry peppers, the hot peppers that you stuff prosciutto in, but it was just a pepper and slices of garlic. Simple, simple, simple.
And
clearly,
the
pasta they must be making it themselves. No enriched flour, because I had no issue. I only had a couple of forkfuls, but I had to try it.
Okay, you are killing me right now because I told you earlier I'm getting blood work today.
Oh my God.
So
I did not do this on purpose. I'm sorry, Jill. I forgot you're starving yourself right now.
You should have just seen your face when you realized.
Sorry.
Like, really? The pepper? Was it? And the garlic was
so
sliced thin? Really?
I really just did that to you. You told me 10 minutes ago.
That's
I have blood
right.
work. I'm starving. I can't eat anything.
Man. I just went for a quick walk around the building, and I was like, Spadia does this. Spadia does this for days.
I do it for days.
I'm only doing it for like 12 hours.
No, you can do it. You can do it. I'm with you. I'm not making it easy, though. Sorry.
Not one bit, you know, mister.
I need better listening skills. I think maybe that's, I think that's really what this comes down to. All right, let's go to Tony and Brick. All right, Tony, what do you got? Tony, we only got about a minute.
Good morning. Okay, real quick. First thing, I agree with that gentleman that we should focus on the criminals.
Yeah.
However, if these sanctuary states and cities,
yeah,
when they arrest them, would call ICE to remove them, you wouldn't need ICE in their cities. So
that's,
you
right,
would help that problem. The next thing is, the Democrats are so intent on bringing these people over. Why? They need farm laborers for California. They need hotel laborers for New York and the big cities. So simple. Open up satellite offices overseas. Vet these people. Bring them here that already have a job and a place to stay. Don't expect us to pay for their,
you know,
their rooms, their food,
but Tony,
and then you use their labor.
You know what I think? I think we ought to end the H-1B-1 visa and send some of these high-priced educated guys packing. I think we ought to, and I think we ought to limit immigration to a trickle and recognize that we are at a point now in our history where we are literally taking jobs away from Americans. How many black Americans in Newark can't get a job because of the illegals? I say we throw every single one of these illegals out of this country with no return and get are people working again? How many black and brown Americans can't find a job who did it all right, were born here, pay the taxes, paid their dues, suffered through discriminatory times, and got to the other side to say, okay, I'm ready to work. And some illegal is being paid under the table by some company that doesn't care. I am done with it. And I'll tell you another thing. We are being eaten alive from within. You've got traitors like Cardinal Tobin in Newark who literally bragging about 1,700 new parishioners in the Newark Archdiocese on Easter Sunday. I'll bet 1,690 of them were illegals. That's the problem, Tony, because these church leaders don't care. They bring them in, and, you know, that guy is such a gluttonous, treasonous guy. Here he is taking every last dollar in the collection bin from these people that are scraping by on $10 an hour. So the Catholic leader, like Tobin, is abusing the flock anyway, coming down on parents in that school district, not allowing them to use a medical exemption, taking money from these poor workers, and then bragging about how he's growing the church, then goes on national television and rips the president. It is so disgusting to me. I can't wrap my head around it. We are being hurt by traitors from within. So I'm done. I have now crossed the line. If you're illegal, you should be thrown out. I don't care what your ties are to this country. Tony, I got to jump. 746, fast traffic, instant weather next.
New Jersey 101.5 severe weather alerts deliver fast, accurate, critical updates from Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero and the New Jersey 101.5 weather team. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePew.
7:52 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So I think it's an important discussion to have. I don't think I'm alone in this. I think we're now beyond, we're beyond the conversation of, I got distracted because Kathy, our board op, is telling, like, she's doing the sign that I should need to break and jump for news. And I'm telling her, like, by my watch, I've got about 90 seconds left before I need to break for news. So that's what's going, that's what's going on. Kathy, if you want to share that. So what happens is,
I have to tell you a lot earlier than the actual time.
So just a glimpse inside our world here. Kathy writes on a whiteboard. And sometimes she writes like exclamation points or angry faces or sad faces that like, I just know you're not going to break on time. And what happens is we end up getting backed up with ads and everything else because I have a lot of passion for what I talk about. And sometimes I just go right past when I'm supposed to break, which is about to happen actually right now. But
do you want to tell them the sign?
This little like little artwork, little
no.
art product. Oh, we raise our coffee cups like a toast, as if to,
I raise
just
my coffee cup to say you have to break, and then he raises his coffee cup to say I understand the time and I don't care.
It's not that I don't care; it's that I am prioritizing the conversation. Now I got Thomas over here yelling. All right, let me just wrap it up with this statement.
Now you have 20 seconds.
All right, I'm going to take a little more than that. But I want to hear from you because this is arguably the most pressing issue of our time. Illegal immigration, millions and millions of people here. You're paying for it. Many of these people are here and they are outright criminals, rapists, murderers, up to no good, cartel, human traffickers, etc. You got a Catholic charities organization that's busing these kids all over the country. You've got Catholic clergy like Bishop Tobin, Cardinal Tobin, who is actively encouraging illegals, bringing them into the church, no doubt because he sees dollar signs. He has no concern to take the last $20 from that migrant who's out there cutting your lawn. No issue with that. And the problem is that this is truly how people get hurt, because we have now literally devolved and are dissolving the value of being an American citizen. And it started with the driver's licenses and the open borders from Biden. And now here we are. And if you try to approach this from the humanitarian standpoint, it's what God Saad, who you should follow, G-A-D-S-A-A-D, calls suicidal empathy. You have such empathy for the plight of people that you are literally willing to kill yourself and destroy your country in order to be a do-gooder. And what I'm saying is I have drawn a line in the sand. That's enough. If you're here illegally, I don't care what your sob story is or how many anchor babies you have, you gotta go. What do you think? 1-800-283-101.5, 756. Eric Scott with the news next.
Your news, your state, your station. Get breaking news, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Sponsored by Hackensack Meridian Health.
.809 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. Jackie, hang in. I'm going to get back to this conversation about illegal immigration. But first, Eric, Il Castello's. Main Street in Woodbridge.
Oh.
Out of this world. First of all, I try not to eat lunch. I'm kind of the weird one at the lunch meetings where I really don't eat I had two other events that ended. I ended up at Rattan late. I had an event after, but I had this 1 o'clock lunch meeting. So I'm at Il Castello's and the waiter, Angelo, he would not take no for an answer. And I'm like, no, I was going to order like a shrimp cocktail. Nope, not doing that. So he said, all right, I'm going to bring you some pasta. I'm like, no, I don't want any pasta. He's like, but I'm bringing the pasta. So you can decide to eat the pasta or not. I'm bringing the pasta. So we get this. First of all, he asked me, he's like, I'm bringing an appetizer. Which one do you want? I said, well, I don't want an appetizer. I asked my friend Ed. He's like, I don't want an appetizer either. He's like, okay, which one though? So I'm like, okay. The octopus. I got bullied into lunch. Thank God. This octopus served with red onions and capers. It was so tender, delicious. But the pasta, it was simple. Olive oil, little parsley, cherry peppers. You know the green peppers that you stuff with the prosciutto? And it wasn't stuffed, just the peppers chopped up and sliced garlic. And I know they're not using enriched flour. They got to be making this pasta in the back because it was absolutely outstanding. I didn't feel any bloat or anything. I only had a few bites of it, but
right.
Wow. And then I had, they did this chicken and sausage dish. And it's funny because I do this at home. I will do like a baking sheet with chicken thighs and Italian sausage. And I just, I roast that.
I love
and
that.
It's just so simple. You put it over pasta. You just eat it with olive oil and salt and pepper. So I love the combination of chicken and sausage. Anyway, it was a special. So I had lunch yesterday. It was such a good meal. If you're in Woodbridge, this is the place.
I love it. I love octopus. Although I will tell you, Sandra and I just watched a National Geographic special, Secrets of the Octopus. And after watching this series, I'm like, I don't know if I can eat that anymore.
Because of what they eat?
Well, just because of how intelligent and what
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they're so delicious.
Well, it might
Don't get emotionally attached to your food, Eric. Oh, yeah. My God.
I know it.
I mean, and cows are nice and friendly and furry.
But,
and
there's a case to be made that they may be, other than humans, the second most intelligent species.
I thought the dolphins were all supposed to be smart.
I don't know. They kind of make dolphins look stupid, but we don't eat dolphins either. We don't eat dolphins.
I'm not opposed to eating dolphins. I like my tuna with a side of dolphin.
A little bit of dolphin. I don't get emotionally attached. I mean, I'll eat veal. I'll eat everything. I watched this and I was like, ugh.
You're on the edge.
I don't know.
I can't lose you to the octopus defenders. Oh, my God. I mean, that's how I can judge an Italian restaurant. If you can do octopus.
Oh, 1,000%.
You know whoever's in the back knows what the hell they're doing.
I will. Because
that's hard. I've never cooked it. I that's not true. Once, but my mother-in-law cleaned it. We had it. I remember I was at that event. I'm at the event. I'm at the Jersey Shore. I'm doing a podcast. And I'm at the mic. And some guy, one of the fishermen, was so happy about how I was standing up for the charter boats and the fishermen.
He
brought me his catch. And he lumped it down, and I'm at the broadcast. It's 90 degrees out. I got a bag of octopus. So thankfully, Jody was there. She thought quick, got ice in the kitchen, and we brought it home. Oh, it was great. But my mother-in-law did it. It was very good. I've not done it yet. I got to figure. I think you want to sous vide it. I think you really need to control
the
temperature.
It's at Luca's in Bordentown. It's one of my favorite things to order. Chef Andrea does the octopus. It is
But now are you going to be able to get out of your own head
on this? I don't know. Well, you know what?
Because they're not cute, so it must be an intelligence thing.
Yeah, they're not. They're definitely not cute. I will see, because on vacation.
Yeah.
One of the restaurants that we go to often.
That's what they do?
They have three things that I absolutely salivate over when I think about it. The grilled octopus is one, and they do it over an open flame right on the beach.
Oh.
And it's so good.
Wow.
Quail eggs and caviar for breakfast.
Awesome. Awesome.
Which I absolutely love. And their rack of lamb with the herb crust on it, also just...
I'm hoping you'll be posting some of those pictures.
Yeah.
From your trip. All right, I figure if the octopus was so damn smart, he'd be eating us. 8:14, Jackie, you'll be first on the side of traffic and weather.
When severe weather strikes, New Jersey 101.5 is your trusted source, providing critical alerts you can count on. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePue.
Hey. Ow. All right, it's 8:23 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. Here's what I want to do. I've got a guy running for Congress, Michael McGuire, and I want to give him time. But, Michael, I'm going to ask you to hold on because I only got a couple of minutes before I break for news. And I want to get Jackie and Freehold in to comment on illegal immigration. And then, Michael, just think about how you'll address illegal immigration, because that's going to be my first question to you after the news. Jackie, what's going on?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Well, so what do you think? This whole issue is nuts.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. It's got to be done. Get them out of here. Deport them. And the saddest thing is that besides we having to support them, if they commit any crimes, they're protected. If it was you and I, we'd be in jail. It's unbelievable.
Because they're hiding them in plain sight. This is the problem. And, you know, I drive by a couple of houses going to work. It's amazing. You get like 9 cars in the one house driveway, and you're like, you just know that this is one of those safe houses where they're depositing people. And, you know, our government allows this to go on, and the cops can't do anything about it because they're not immigration officers. So I tell everybody, call the DHS hotline. I'll give it out after the news. If you suspect someone being illegal, you should call ICE. I mean, it's that simple. This is not a game anymore. You know, we are losing our country because we have devalued citizenship. And for all you Catholics out there that are upset about a meme that the president tweeted, grow up.
Oh, my God.
Right?
How stupid.
Phony ministers. I mean, oh, they're only interested in getting money yeah. from the government for these people because they get money from the government.
Well,
so they don't want to lose that.
That's right. But the Biden administration was pumping money into the Catholic, American Catholic bishops. They are such a fraudulent organization. It's so corrupt.
Absolutely.
The bishops are so corrupt, it's disgusting. And I say that as a practicing Catholic, but I'm getting notes all morning, Jackie, people angry that I defended Trump's Jesus post. And the reason is because if you're upset about that, you are simply not paying attention to what's happening in the world. And, you know, my friend Bill Caruso, who I like very much, he's a hardcore Democrat. He's one of the more reasonable Democrats. But he keeps trying to, he sends me quotes from the Pope addressing the killings in Nigeria, etc. But of course, Bill, you know that that is completely contrary to the Pope's demeanor, which is he went to a mosque in Algiers. This is a man that is bending the knee to Muhammad. He is saying that Christians and Muslims can just get along. Guys, it's showing, the proof is in the actions. The Muslim community overseas especially have been killing Christians and enslaving Christians for centuries. So, you know, I don't think we can get along anymore. And it starts by taking a hard look here. I want to know how many American Muslims stood up and condemned the four terrorist attacks that happened in the last month. I want to know how many American Muslims have stood up and said, you know what, this is enough that all of this stuff is being attributed to us. I want to know how you justify Islam as a religion of peace when you've got an entire community focused on death to the infidel. So I don't know. I think the Muslim community has a lot of explaining to do about the actions of Muslims across the globe in the past 100 years. So anyway, that aside, you don't open the floodgates and allow people to come here illegally. You want to be a Muslim and you want to come to America. I don't think that I don't think Islam and Western civilization are compatible ideologies. But if you want to come and say, you know what, I'm not following all that stuff, but I'm following the traditions, that's fine, as long as you embrace culturally and constitutionally the laws and the protections that we have for freedom and the free expression of religion in this country. But I don't see how we do that by allowing people to break the law, to come here illegally, and then cover for them. And what the Catholic Church is doing in New Jersey is not only are they covering for them, they're actively recruiting these illegals into the congregation because they want their money, and they're willing to create this sanctuary without any vetting. You don't know how many of those 1,700 new Catholics that joined the Newark Archdiocese on Easter have criminal backgrounds. We have no idea because New Jersey hides it from the government. This is the problem. So now we've gotten to a point where normal people like us say, all right, I guess you got to throw them all out now. We can't have nice things, and I don't know how to separate them. Anyway, that's my position on it. I know it's aggressive and hardcore, but I think it's time for that. Jackie, thank you. All right, coming up next after the news, Michael McGuire, who is running for Congress, wants to tell you why to vote for him. 828, Eric Scott with the news next. On New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So there is a race for Congress in the 3rd District and a crowded primary. We had Jason Cullen on a few weeks ago, and I got a call from a friend of Michael McGuire's. I met this former Marine at an event, and he's a pretty stand-up guy. So I thought, let's have him on and let him tell you why he ought to be sent to Congress. Michael McGuire, Semper Fi, how you doing?
Hoorah, Semper Fi, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. Tell me, first of all, tell me what got you into the race. Tell me why you are better than your opponent, and then tell me what your core issues are.
Okay, well, you actually hit on it before. You were just talking about illegal immigration. That was actually the straw that broke the camel's back. Mm-hmm. I'm currently in the Navy Reserves, and October, my current representative that's supposed to be representing me in District 3 decided to shut down the government and put my reservist on the sidelines out of work for a couple of months while he decided to think that illegal immigration was more important than his service members that he serves by advocating for health care for them. You know, he held hostage U.S. military put Burlington County, which is McGuire-Dix Air Force Base, people out of work. So that was the actual straw that broke the camel's back. There's a million less why I wanted to run for Congress, but that was actually...
And honestly, Michael, I mean, Herb Conaway is an awful person. This is a guy, you know, the alleged doctor Herb Conaway, all in favor of every mandate that came down the pike. I mean, he was so horrible in... Because he used his being a doctor as a way of abusing his power to pretend that he was so credible on forcing jabs and all the other fake medical science that came out during COVID. So I honestly, whoever replaces him is going to be better. Why do you feel you can win this primary? And then how do you, and this is a serious question, how do you then take on an incumbent Democrat in a midterm climate where President Trump's numbers in New Jersey are just so god-awful?
Well, the first part of your question, why do I feel I can win the primary? I'm the one that's building a coalition across all three counties. I am gaining support that I've earned throughout outreach to every individual primary voter at this point. We have a campaign team that is absolutely wonderful. We are hitting every issue. I feel that I am the representative of the district in the sense of I've been there and done that, whether I was originally in the Marine Corps, as you mentioned, somebody that can connect with anyone at McGuire-Dix Air Force Base. Then I took that military experience and I went into the police department and was in one of the largest unions in the country, police department. And I know what law and order is, and I know the difficulties.
I mean, you're retired NYPD, which I think is a very big deal. Yeah, it's a big deal. Okay. All right. That's a fair point. Now, how do we take on the Democrats? Because, you know, one of the things that I keep telling people, and I have meetings all around the state. I'm still speaking a couple times a week. And in my meetings for our new organization, as we build our board and raise our money, you know, so that we can help eventually build a better Republican Party, because one doesn't really exist now at the statewide level. So you're going to have to do a lot of this on your own. What's your message, Michael McGuire, former Marine, retired NYPD, guy that understands the issues, wants to fight back against illegal immigration, wants to stand up for Americans? How do you present that and go and appeal to independent voters? Because, Michael, there's a win out there if someone can appeal to these literally a couple of million unaffiliated voters who just got tired of voting because they think both sides suck.
That's absolutely right. And that's the people that I need to target in my campaign, needs to make sure that our message gets across and show them. Herb Conaway has been in office in New Jersey since 1997 in Trenton. Mm-hmm. Everybody in New Jersey complains about the cost of living issues here, complains about the mandates that were given, and yet we have somebody that they're going to vote for that is directly responsible for these actions. Mm-hmm. And what is he? And what has he done? He hasn't done anything to help any of his constituents. He, you know, these are the conversations that we need to have with individual people. You know, President Trump yesterday had his DoorDash delivery. You know, these are conversations I need to have when I make these stops with people that are in the service industry. You know, Herb Conaway wanted to tax you on those tips.
That's
Herb
right. Conaway, that's right.
Herb Conaway wants to tax the older people in his population on Social Security. And when you're having cost of living issues here in New Jersey and times are tough and you want to work overtime, he wants to tax you on that too. You know, nobody talks about everything that he has done here in New Jersey and responsible for issues that aren't going to maybe allow my grandchildren to live here one day, you know, or my kids to live here. It's completely unaffordable. And there's stuff that we can do to make sure they're not going to lower taxes. We got to be realistic. The question is, how do we stop them from increasing at the levels that they are? And how do we catch up on wages to surpass it and pass that? I mean,
all right,
we have a mass exodus here in New Jersey for a reason.
Real quick, just tick off a few things. You support or oppose the war in Iran?
I 100% support our president's actions. As far as, you know, to be an informed person, I don't have 100% of the intel.
Okay.
I always support our troops overseas.
Fair
no
answer.
Matter what.
Fair answer. Abortion, pro-life, pro-choice.
100% unapologetic, pro-life.
Okay. Border and illegal immigration, deport them all? Just focus on criminals?
Everyone that came into this country illegally did an illegal act. Therefore, they are subject to the penalties, and they are here illegally. That is criminal.
All right. Michael, you let me know what I can do to help you. Tell the folks what website they should go to, and I will say this to you. My commitment, if you win this primary, I'll be out there knocking on doors for you. You know, our show is very big, as you know, across the district, and Mercer and Monmouth in particular, and I will be happy to join you knocking on doors to help you get over the top. How do people find you?
Yes, they can go to my website at www.michaelmcguire4congress.com. That's F-O-R-Congress.com. So it's michaelmcguire4congress.com. And the biggest thing is we're going against an incumbent. He has a war chest from big farmer donations. Yeah. So if we can get some grassroots donations starting to pour in so we can battle him in November, this is the time to do it when it's in his first term before the special interest dark money really starts coming in. Yeah. But we're going up against big farmer, and we need to take him out now.
All right, Michael.
So if anyone can, I appreciate it, Bill.
I like what I heard. Michael McGuire for Congress.com. We'll be in touch. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, good luck.
Semper
Fi.
You too. 8:45, fast traffic, instant weather next.
From deep discussions to lighthearted conversations, you're listening to New Jersey 101.5.
8:54 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. I just want to ask you if you can help out a family. There is a Woodbridge police officer, Andrew Katarski. We heard from his wife, Rebecca. And Rebecca, I want to thank you for telling us about your situation. 2 weeks after giving birth to their son, the Katarski family got devastating news. Their nearly two-year-old daughter was diagnosed with a rare pediatric tumor, and she has cancer. And her name is Adeline. She had her MRIs and the lab work, and she's suffering with this terrible condition. So she's already had two surgeries. She's got a port installed in her chest. I mean, this little kid is not even 2 years old. I'm just going to read this to you. This is a note from Rebecca, who is Officer Andrew Katarski's wife. Her port surgery and first day of chemotherapy was on her second birthday. Her chemo treatments are 5 days inpatient in the hospital. When she's released, she has regular appointments with her oncologist to access her port, draw labs, and assess during this quote-unquote recovery period in between chemo cycles. She's already needed one transfusion and one ER visit because of a fever. So what I want to ask you is if you can help, because at this treatment is so intense. And if you've ever had a friend, or if this has impacted your family, when a little kid has cancer like this and is immunocompromised, it is very, very challenging. So mom and dad, mom Rebecca is a paralegal and dad Andrew is a cop. They're out of work right now because they've got to put all of their efforts into saving their daughter. And they've got a newborn. So I want to do whatever we can to help this family. And so far, now I'm on the site. I want you to go to, the site is custominc.com. And if you put in Custom Inc. and search for Adeline's Army, it'll go right to the page that is set up by Adeline's mom, Rebecca. And Adeline is spelled A-D-E-L-Y-N-S. So it's custominc.com, and you search for Adeline's Army. Right now, the family has raised almost $27,000. I'm going to make a donation right now. Whatever you can do. $5, $10. Skip Starbucks one day and help this family. This is a very serious situation. And I just want to say to Rebecca and Andrew, we are praying for you guys. I am here to help you. And Rebecca, if you are posting this on social media and you tag me, I will share it with the audience. Let's try to today get you to $30,000. That's going to be our goal today. So guys, dig deep. Even if it's $5, $10, whatever you can do. You go to Starbucks and you'll spend $7 on some crap that you shouldn't be drinking anyway. So really, do your best to help this family. Little two-year-old Adeline has a terrible, terrible pediatric cancer. And we want to help this family because mom and dad are out of work. And You know, dad's a police officer in Woodbridge. Mom is a paralegal, but they have to now spend 100% of their time caring for their 2-year-old. And I want to help. So go to custominc.com and you search for Adeline's Army, A-D-E-L-Y-N-S, Adeline. Adeline's Army, and we're praying for you guys. And join me in a prayer for the Katarsky family as well, and all the families out there that are battling cancer and struggling to get by to help their kids. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. On the other side, I'm going to check in with Chef Umberto. He's got some announcements for you. Big event in Neptune coming up with Cooking for a Cause. And Jen Ursula's coming back with your news in 2 minutes.
New Jersey news when it matters. Breaking updates, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Supported by Hackensack Meridian Health.
Nine ten on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. I want to thank the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. All right, my bad, guys. First of all, Chef Umberto, hang in there 1 second. I'll be right there. I couldn't find the cards.
What cards?
Oh,
the cards?
Jen, was Jen Wait, not privy to this conversation?
I don't think I know this conversation.
So I have cards.
Yeah.
That, you know how like things are funny to me and really not to other people? And I just say it anyway. So I thought it would be funny. I bought these seed oil free cards.
Oh, man.
To give as gifts during Christmas. And what they're for is you're supposed to hand the waiter the card when you're at a restaurant, and it tells them the things you can't eat.
You would hand that to a waiter?
It. Well, I haven't done it yet because I wanted to talk this through in this therapy session we do every morning.
The things you
to see if it was a good idea. So Jill told me to bring the cards in so she could assess it. I couldn't find them. You texted me, and then I went looking this morning. I couldn't find them. I will find them today. I have some downtime in the office today.
I was not privy to this conversation, but I can see you
handing the card. The card tells the chef, don't cook with this crappy seed oil.
Right.
You know what the chef would do with that card?
I was slightly
concerned. Rub it in seed oil.
I was thinking about
that.
You know what I was going to say?
I might get extra seed oil.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, he might bring you out your steak and it's like smothered in seed oil and you don't even know it.
I've been ordering steak with a side of butter.
I know. What is that, man?
It's delicious, though.
Of course.
You know what also is very interesting? Because I'm not eating sweets and sugar and all, things that are kind of sweet are super sweet now. Jody makes this olive oil chocolate cake.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. Then she has a version that is with olive oil and Averna, the after dinner drink.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. I might bring some in.
You always promise you're going to bring it in, and then you don't do it.
Yeah. Anyway,
you'll forget.
Probably.
I think we get you a
No, it's a definite. You'll forget.
So Jill and I are thinking of competing on blood work.
So here's the thing. I am getting my blood work today. And, you know, Bill's like, what's that? I don't go to doctors. I eat my butter and steak. So I try to do this. Like, it's like a parent.
Is that how I sound?
I learned tactics, you know, and I'm like, well, Bill, wouldn't you want to compete and prove that all this, the way you're eating is effective?
I may now go to a doctor to get blood work
because
I would like to beat Jill's numbers.
And then I upped it and said, how would you like to beat my numbers?
Yeah.
I think you should all try to beat my numbers.
How many numbers? What do you get, though? I don't recall. Like, are there like 10 numbers? Like, what am I looking for?
Your cholesterol, your lipid panel.
I'm going to kill you on cholesterol.
You're going to kill me. It's on, buddy.
I think it's on. What else? We should do categories. Like, are there 10 numbers?
Yeah, you got triglycerides.
And are they high or low? Because I might be looking for a higher number.
You got the good cholesterol, the bad cholesterol. I mean, I forget the actual names. So I have all my numbers ready to go because
so
I just
So could
went.
You help us maybe with producer Thomas to come up with a chart that we'll put up and like, we don't even have to share the real numbers. We could just like check on who wins and
higher,
we'll bet
lower.
The over-under.
All right, here we
on
go.
How many categories you'll win. What do you got?
I got my panel here.
All right,
so
tell
you
me.
Got your,
all right,
so are we doing, a,
we
li- the lipid panel is
right.
Your cholesterol. So that's your triglycerides, your HDL cholesterol, your VLDL, your LDL.
And what am I shooting for? There's a range?
Yeah, like your.
Is it like golf, low number wins, or is it like football,
number
high
wins.
Number
well,
wins?
Well, the good cholesterol you want higher, and I have that range. I have that number somewhere.
Mine's off the chart.
I think there should be a category with seed oil. I'm sure they could check your seed oil amounts.
They could probably check that.
It's probably zero.
Your flaxseed numbers.
So, all right. So we probably need four or five categories. Should we bet, though? This is the question. So, like Eric and I have a standing bet, but I don't drink bourbon anymore because of the sugar.
Right.
So I only drink Japanese whiskey. Some Irish whiskey. Here's the thing. Let me tell you about the Japanese whiskey. So first of all, we blew up two of their cities, and they came back. And I think that is something worth celebrating, number one. Number two, according to 23andMe, I'm part Japanese. Number three, no sugar in the whiskey.
Okay.
I can't keep up.
He brought it back to the blood work. Thank goodness. Yes.
Oh, back to the blood work. So because of that, I think it's got to have an impact that I don't eat a lot of sugar. Don't you think?
Well, let's get the blood
work. Is there an at-home blood work test I can do? Like, can I, like...
It's not Cologuard.
No.
Cologuard. That's the one, right?
Stay away from that.
What is that, like, that's the poop in a cup one?
Yeah, stay away from that. Don't do that.
Just because it's gross and I shouldn't be... Stay away from it. Like, don't talk about it on the radio.
It's also not probably accurate.
Last time, what were we doing? For some reason, I mentioned being regular twice. And Jody's
God.
Yeah, the kids heard it. Like, Alyssa's like, why did you... We were talking about that. I'm like, I don't remember. I think I blacked out. I don't know what we were talking about that came up. And Jody's like, I was horrified. I'm like, I think I just heard him say he eats something and then it's regular. And then I'm like, she's like, why did you double down and go back to it?
You
I'm
like,
well,
be like-
if one mention was good, two is better.
Well, you always say sometimes you can't remember if you had this conversation on the air.
Are we on the air now? Not sure.
Kyle, 9:15.
Fast traffic, instant weather next.
Yo, what's up, New Jersey?
Looking for something that's so Jersey? Tune in to Jersey Thing with Eric Scott. Weeknights at 6 on New Jersey 101.5. Presented by RWJ Barnabas Health and supported by Parks Casino and Earth Treasures Jewelers. Eric has fun diving into what makes Jersey tick. From the lighthearted quirks we love to the important issues that matter most. Join the conversation at 6 p.m. and watch anytime on YouTube. Jersey Thing with Eric Scott on New Jersey 101.5. Because nobody does Jersey like Jersey.
25. Let's check in with our friend Chef Umberto in Toms River. Chef, cooking for a cause. What's coming up?
What's going on? We've got April 25th, Saturday night, 5 to 10 at sunset on the water in Neptune. Who's got the best Bloody Mary and who's got the best bite of the night? We got a bunch of great chefs. I mean, I got Ohana Grill in Lakewood. I got Sunsets is going to do fresh sushi. Opco Donuts. We got the Park Pavilion who does a lot of stuff with us. We're introducing something new, Bill. Buns of Anarchy. Cheesesteaks, burgers, and pizza. That's going to be coming to the Kettle Creek Marina in Toms River.
All together?
Great stuff involved with us. Plus, we just partnered up with a great vodka, Vesper Vodka. Let me tell you something. I gave it a wow when I tasted it yesterday.
Really?
It's so smooth with a great finish. You can't have a Bloody Mary without a good vodka. And it's, you know, French wheat and a spring water from the Vosges Mountain region. And it's distilled from French grapes. One of the only ones that's recognized that way. And I'm sorry to hear you don't drink bourbon anymore because we're partnered up with Three Brooks Bourbon. It's a local vodka. That's another one. Unbelievable. I'm a big bourbon drinker.
You know, I'm focused on scotch and Irish whiskey. So don't worry. I have filled the gap of the lack of bourbon. It was all about the sugar, Chef. I wanted to cut the sugar out. Hey, what is the website where people can go?
Cookingforthecause.org.
Cookingforthecause.org.
Let me tell you, we got great entertainment there, too. I got Stiletto and the Sax Man. They're East Coast Hall of Fame winners, and they're the founders of the Golden Oldies Doo-Wop Society. We're going to have a lot of entertainers come in.
Do me a favor. On Instagram, if you could invite me to collaborate on the flyer for this event, and I'll accept it and share it with the audience today.
And vice versa. I just pulled up this Adeline's Army thing.
Yeah.
This is something I think we want to help out with, too. So I'm going to put it out to my people.
I love that. You know what? Rebecca and Andrew will be so grateful, Chef. How about I connect you to the family? Because I want to help this little girl.
I would love that.
All right. I'm going to make that happen today. And I will share this Cooking for the Cause, April 25th. At sunset on the water in Neptune coming up Saturday. Awesome. Chef, got to jump. You're the best, brother. Appreciate you.
You got it. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. Take care. 927, Jenner Sillo with your news next. 9:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talk in Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. There's an energy here today. I don't know if it's good or bad, or it's a little wild.
It's called chaotic.
We're kind of chaotic wonky today. Don't you feel it?
Chaotic.
I like it, though.
The 9 o'clock hour usually gets a little wonky.
It does. All I'm thinking about is I want to win the doctor numbers. Yeah. I want to win at blood test.
All right.
But I need...
I want to win at blood test? Is this a new board game?
This is a game. We're going to...
Jill, I'm rooting for you. Come on, Jill.
But we have to figure out how to compete.
I like the way Spadia thought it would be like a home test. He could just pee on a stick and like see if
how
he's
come
pregnant.
Why can't I take my blood at home? I've got...
Where are you testing it?
Well, I would send it in, I would imagine.
I think you should just go
how's
get...
The,
just
how's
go
the
get
colon
blood
thing work? You go, oh, you poop
know
in the cup, you send it in, right?
I don't know.
Isn't that... How it's supposed to work? So could I not draw blood? Or would that be, is it dangerous? I don't know. Do they discourage that?
Pretty much,
well, considering you're not licensed to take blood, I don't think you can.
You need a license for that?
I think you do.
I'm saying that if you took a little, like just a pinprick, you would get some blood. You could put it on a thing and send it in.
Actually, I cut myself shaving on right on my kneecap, that bony part of my kneecap.
Ooh.
And I've got some good... I got a good draw
see
right here, yeah.
You could test your
I'm gonna
yourself.
I'm going to pass out. I can't.
Oh, you don't like blood?
I can't, no.
You just had a reaction like former producer Kristen, well, current producer at another station, Kristen.
To ketchup? They're both red.
Yeah. She used to react to ketchup in a way that I was really afraid for my safety.
And Dan Zaro with sushi. Remember that time?
Remember, didn't he leave?
Oh, yeah.
He was so mad.
That day with that big boat of sushi
came in. We brought the
sushi
chef in to the studio.
He was chopping.
He was mad.
Hold on. That was also the day, weren't you guys doing like rum chatas or there was like a rum chata thing happening? Or I don't remember.
The hot buttered rum.
That was it. The hot buttered
rum. We did the hot buttered rum.
With sushi.
And you know, Dan's not a high tolerance guy, let's just say, when it comes to certain drinks.
No, and also.
But the hot buttered rum was like heavy.
But Dan is close to 7 feet tall. You don't want that man falling. That's like a building. That's like watching
a building
fall.
Yeah,
he's
a big, big man.
Yeah, I don't want him falling on me. So,
well, I don't think they were the same day.
No, I thought they were. No?
Okay. No, because, I mean, we used to cook in here. Remember, the fire department had to come and shut us down because I had the fryer going.
Oh, the fryer. We had to bring that outside.
But not
well, I brought it outside. Yes. The fire department said I couldn't even plug.
You couldn't do it.
Apparently, it wasn't safe. I don't know. I had it plugged into an outlet here. We were deep frying a chicken, I think.
I think you were.
Or a turkey. I don't remember what we were doing.
But now... Yeah.
No, we were making wings. That's what it was. It was Eric's Uncle Phil who brought the fryer in. Those are the days, though, I was eating seed oils.
Now all we get is a packet of cacao.
Oh, but see, Kyle's back here. He doesn't know the...
Doesn't even matter.
He doesn't know the game.
We don't need to hear yesterday.
I don't think Kyle... What? Well, but tradition is tradition. When he's looking for it right now.
Yeah, poor Kyle.
Yeah.
But that's all we get now.
He understands.
He was just not prepared for it, which is not his fault.
That's not his fault. So anyway, all right. Tomorrow, I will look for the seed oil cards, and it's more to let you know what you should be avoiding.
You act like you should wear a medic alert bracelet.
I want to be able to check the card against the menu.
But you can't forget, so you have to write it down, and then take your ruler and underline it.
This all started because I was the waiter wouldn't take no for an answer yesterday. And I had to eat lunch. Mm-hmm. So I'm at Il Castello's, which, by the way, Main Street and Woodbridge.
Smart waiter.
Wow. So Angelo, thank you. Joe is the owner. Joe and his brother, Dominic. Yeah. And this place, wow. So he came over. My typical lunch order, if I'm forced to eat, so I'm not the weirdo at the group, I'll get like, I'll get shrimp cocktail.
Okay.
Because... It's not going to slow me down. It's straight protein or some kind of a tuna salad or something like that. Anyway, he comes over. He's like, what appetizer do you want? I'm like, I don't want an appetizer. He's like, okay, which one?
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
He
none.
Was pushing it. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, so then he pulls out the menu. He's like, how about the octopus? I'm like, all right, we'll have the octopus. I literally got bullied into eating. Thank God. It was so good.
I love octopus. Was it grilled octopus?
It was perfect.
So good.
And then they did this pasta, and I was saying this to Jill, and I forget and forgot, and I did feel bad. But now I know you're over the hump. She's doing the blood test today, so she's not eating. Mm. So I was talking to her, and I felt guilty because she was starving, because I'm talking about this pasta. Had the hot cherry peppers and sliced thin garlic.
And what was the sauce?
Just olive oil and I guess it was parsley, so it was a white sauce. It was fantastic.
Now, did you look at the ingredients of that, or do you just...
No, I knew because I react. If it's in rich flour, I will know within 30 minutes. I have, you know when like a seagull floats out a little bit?
Wait, this is the analogy? A seagull?
I say that. I'm like, I feel like a seagull.
Just starts puffing out.
Yeah, your stomach puffs. Yeah. Has that never happened to you?
Oh, yeah.
You eat something and you're like, oh, that did not set right.
But you don't know it until after. It
takes me.
Right. You don't know when you first get it.
Right. Okay, so here's the trick. I left. I was still a little hungry, which means it was good.
So is that octopus, calamari, and scungeal is squid?
No, octopus, I thought scungeal is... conch, isn't it? It's the... Yeah, I think it's like the sea snail.
So what's calamari? That's squid.
And octopus is like octopus. You get the whole tentacle with the cups and everything.
Bill, when I was in Greece, I had grilled octopus every single restaurant
they
I
do
went
it right,
to.
Yeah. Oh, the my Greeks God. Do it right.
Oh, it was delicious.
I love grilled octopus. This place... Il Castello's.
Gotta
if you're in
there.
Woodbridge on Main
Gotta
Street,
there,
say hi to Joe, the owner, and ask for Angelo. What a great place. All right, guys, it's 9:44. On the other side, I'm going to wrap up some of yesterday's controversy. Apparently, I've pretty much insulted everyone, and some of the Catholics are mad at me because I have smartly and rightly called out that fraud, Cardinal Tobin. I'll tell you more on the other side, 9:44. Fast driving instant weather next.
Fun, laughs, great conversation, and guests you want to hear from. It's 100% Trev. Weeknights on New Jersey 101.5. Brought to you by Estates Roadshow at TMT Cash for Gold.
Don't get bitter. Get better. Go, go, go. Be in there, done there. Go, go, go. Be in there.
You can see their hands in the air. Thank you, Kyle. You get to see them, like you can visualize. Don't you think you found it? Thank you.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, it was. That's a good one.
It's a happy song.
It's a happy song. There's an energy to it. I think that the world needs more cacao. All right, it's 9:52. That means I got to get out of here in about a minute. Just want to wrap up. All these Catholics out there that are upset, I'm going to tell you one thing. Lighten up, Francis. Are you kidding me? Trump posts a picture that, by the way, was 2 months old, and it was a guy that was honoring the president for healing the country, fixing things that were broken. He closed the border. He absolutely did so. When you get that tax return and your refund, because you can now deduct up to $40,000 instead of $10,000, it's President Trump who you've got to thank. And you know, I defended him and then he took the thing down. But guys, Trump was just trolling you. And all you folks were silent when Joe Biden called Easter Trans Day of Visibility. Where were you when the Olympic Committee was depicting Jesus as a drag queen? Where were you when Governor Whitmer in Michigan was giving fake communion to some podcaster mocking the church? Trump wasn't mocking anything. And that's the difference. The left wants to mock our religion. You know who's the biggest person mocking our religion? The Pope himself and his shills like Cardinal Tobin. The Pope went and essentially bent the knee to Muhammad, going to that third largest mosque in the world in Algeria. Meanwhile, Christians are being butchered and killed across Africa. And what do we get? A couple of lines in a speech from the pontiff? It's disgusting. So check yourself, Catholics, before you want to get all up in arms over a Trump tweet. Check yourself with what's going on. You've got bishops in this state that are aiding and abetting criminal aliens who are being hidden from the federal government and are absolutely wrecking this country. So check yourself before you get all pissed off about a stupid tweet. All right, that's all I got. 9:53, I'm out of here. I'll see you tomorrow at 6.
to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. He'd let us in, knows where we've been in his octopus's garden in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see. We would be warm below the storm in our little hideaway beneath the waves, resting our head on the seabed in an octopus's garden near a cave. We would sing and dance. In the shade. We would shout and swim about the coral that lies beneath the waves. Oh, what joy for every girl and boy, knowing they're happy and they're safe. We would be so happy, you and me. No one there to tell us what to do. I'd like to be